look, all white uniforms. Cyclone spokesman Tom Crochelle says the team plans to wear white pants and white jerseys when they face Connecticut in Friday night's nationally televised game. It's the first time Iowa State has worn all white since 2006. That was before the university redesigned the school's logo and updated its uniforms. Those hoping that the Cyclones will top off the look with white helmets won't get their wish, though. Crochelle says the team will wear its familiar Cardinal helmets against the Huskies. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are looking for somebody, anybody, to step up. It could be John McGraw and Sabby Piscitelli, who will take over at safety after Eric Berry tore his ACL. It could be Matt Cassel, who struggled mightily in a 41-7 loss to the Buffalo Bills. Or it could be the offensive and defensive lines that spent most of the opener backpedaling. The Chiefs are coming off one of the most humiliating defeats in franchise history, and they now head to Detroit for a game Sunday against one of the most promising young teams in the NFL. The Lions won their last four games last season, and they started this year off right as they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 27-20 on the road last weekend. In other news, the Chiefs have put Pro Bowl safety Eric Berry on injured reserve and signed veteran Rashard Langford to provide depth in the defensive backfield as Berry tore the ACL in his left knee during the first quarter of Sunday's loss to Buffalo. Coach Todd Haley said earlier in the week he expected Berry to miss the rest of the season. Langford went to training camp with the Chiefs after playing in six games the past two seasons, mostly on special teams. He was among the players cut to reach the 53-man roster limit. Also Wednesday, the Chiefs signed fullback Shane Bannon and offensive lineman Butch Lewis to the practice squad. Tight end Kyle Nelson and offensive lineman Lucas Patterson were released. In other NFL news, a person familiar with the deal says the New York Giants have agreed to terms with free agent receiver Brandon Stokley. The person spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity because Stokley had not signed the contract. The Giants lost veteran Steve Smith to free agency, and their interest in getting another veteran increased this week after Hakeem Nicks bruised his left knee in the season-opening loss to the Washington Redskins. Reggie Corner is back with the Buffalo Bills after the team re-signed the fourth-year player to shore up their injury-depleted cornerback core. Veteran cornerback Will Allen has re-signed with the Miami Dolphins after they were riddled for 517 yards passing by Tom Brady in their season opener. Chicago Bears linebacker Brian Urlacher has left the team following the death of his mother in Texas. It wasn't clear whether Urlacher will be back for practice or in time for Sunday's game at New Orleans. He missed Wednesday's practice. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have signed long snapper Scott Albritton and waived Christian Yount. Also, 28 former NFL players have filed a class-action federal lawsuit against the NFL Players Association, seeking at least $5 million in damages. They're alleging current players interfered with negotiations on the new collective bargaining agreement and kept money from the retirees. In baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies are in the playoffs again. For the fifth straight year, the National League East leading Phillies have clinched a postseason berth with a 1-0 win over Houston on a Roy Halladay six-hitter. It's his 20th career shutout, and it came with the Phillies becoming the first team to reach the playoffs. Halladay is 18-5. The Phillies said this week there would be no champagne celebration for wrapping up the wild card, and true to their word, when Halladay finished off Houston, he and his teammates barely cracked a smile. Phillies players and manager Charlie Manuel simply lined up for handshakes following their 95th win, just as if it were any other. The goal this season is a World Series championship, and anything short of that would hardly satisfy. Philadelphia's magic number is 4 for clinching its fifth division title in a row. Elsewhere in the National League, Clayton Kershaw got his 19th victory, allowing one hit over 5-plus innings before he was ejected, along with manager Don Mattingly, and the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the National League West-leading Arizona Diamondbacks 3-2. Gerardo Parra got the only hit off Kershaw. He then retired the next 7 batters in a row and got ejected for hitting Parra on the right elbow the next time up. The Braves and the Pirates both won in afternoon games, which means Atlanta still has a 4.5-game wild card lead over St. Louis. In the Braves' win, Alex Gonzalez hit a 3-run. The Braves, that should be the Cardinals, and the Braves were winners. Alex Gonzalez hit a 3-run homer, and Martin Prado bunted in a run during a 4-run rally in the 7th inning as Atlanta beat the Florida Marlins 4-1. The Braves have won 2 straight following a season-high 4-game losing streak. 5 Braves combined on a 4-hitter in that contest. Also for the Cardinals, they handed Pittsburgh a 3-2 loss. That clinches the Pirates' 19th consecutive losing season, a record for a Major League franchise in North America. Yadier Molina sealed the win with a tie-breaking 2-run double. St. Louis, which has 13 games left, has won 7 of 8. The Cards move 5.5 games back of Milwaukee in the National League's Central race. Carlos Gonzalez homered and drove in 3 runs, lifting the Rockies to a 6-2 win over the Brewers and snap a 6-game skid in Milwaukee. Also, Carlos Beltran hit two homers to give him 300 for his career, and Tim Lincecum ended a three-start winless stretch as the Giants beat the Padres 3-1. Ramon Hernandez hit a three-run homer, helping Cincinnati overcome the loss of pitcher Johnny Cueto as they beat the Chicago Cubs 7-2. And Washington beat the New York Mets for the third straight night, this time 2-0. In the American League, Carlos Guillen singled home the go-ahead run in the 10th inning, and the Detroit Tigers extended their longest winning streak in 77 years, rallying past the Chicago White Sox 6-5 for their 12th straight victory. Guillen also hit a solo homer for Detroit, which hadn't won 12 in a row since 1934, when Hank Greenberg, Charlie Gehringer, and the Tigers lost a seven-game World Series to the St. Louis Cardinals' famous Gas House Gang. Jose Valverde finished up in the 10th to remain perfect in 44 save opportunities this year. The reeling Red Sox lost for the sixth time in seven games, wasting an eighth-inning lead when Adam Loewen's two-run single off Daniel Bard lifted the Blue Jays past Boston 5-4. Boston is just 3-10 in September. The New York Yankees failed to capitalize on the Red Sox loss, and they remain four games ahead of Boston in the AL East as Luis Rodriguez slugged a game-winning homer in the 12th inning, giving Seattle a 2-1 win over the Yanks. The Tampa Bay Rays missed an opportunity to gain ground in the wild card race, getting only three hits over seven innings against Jeremy Guthrie in a 6-2 loss to the Baltimore Orioles. The Rays still trail the Red Sox by four games in the wild card. Texas walloped Cleveland 9-1. Josh Hamilton hit his third career grand slam in an 8-run fourth inning. Jared Weaver went seven innings for his career-best 17th win as the Angels beat Oakland 4-1. Mike Moustakas had three hits and drove in a couple, and Luke Hoshaver pitched six solid innings, helping the Royals beat the Twins 7-3. That's four straight wins now for Kansas City. The renamed Miami Marlins will start next season in their new ballpark a day ahead of the rest of the major leagues, playing the St. Louis Cardinals on April 4th. The following day's schedule has Philadelphia at Pittsburgh, Toronto at Cleveland, Boston at Detroit, Atlanta at the New York Mets, Washington at the Chicago Cubs, and Los Angeles at San Diego. Openers slated for April 6th have the New York Yankees at Tampa Bay, Minnesota at Baltimore, Seattle at Oakland, the Chicago White Sox at Texas, Kansas City at the Los Angeles Angels, Colorado at Houston, St. Louis at Milwaukee, San Francisco at Arizona, and Miami at Cincinnati. Known as the Florida Marlins since starting play in 1993, the team will be renamed on November 11th as it prepares to move into a $515 million retractable roof ballpark on the site that used to be the Orange Bowl. The 16th season of interleague play starts May 18th with matchups. Next season is scheduled to end on Wednesday, October 3rd, and it likely will be followed by a new round of wildcard playoffs, with the postseason probably expanding from 8 teams to 10. Colorado pitcher Elizar Alfonso has become the first player suspended twice under the Major League Baseball drug program, and he'll serve a 100-game suspension. Alfonso was penalized Wednesday by the commissioner's office for a second violation. He was suspended for 50 games in April of 2008 while he was a member of the San Francisco Giants. Alfonso said that he never knowingly took steroids but did take medicine for bronchitis while he was home in Venezuela. In women's basketball news, Iowa sophomore forward Jade Rogers will miss all of next season to repair her left knee. The Hawkeyes say Rogers will have surgery today to realign her left leg. Rogers tore her anterior cruciate ligament in high school, and she's had issues with her knee while she's been at Iowa. Rogers had 21 points and 22 rebounds in 13 games last season. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter says the surgery will give Rogers a chance to return to basketball and improve the quality of her life after she's done playing. And Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson is back training after spraining her right foot just a few days before the final world team selection camp. Johnson slipped off the balance beam Tuesday, and agent Cheryl Shade says she was back at practice later that night. Johnson says she's fine, tweeting Wednesday, "I'm doing okay, everyone, healing fast and still planning on giving it my all." She leaves Saturday for the final selection camp, and the world team is expected to be named next Wednesday. The worlds are set for October 7th through the 16th in Tokyo. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.